Chapter 44, The Great Apostasy. Jesus told his 12 disciples about the terrible things that would soon happen to the city of Jerusalem. Jesus also described to the disciples the events that would happen at his second coming. Jesus told the disciples about the experiences Christian people would have from the time Jesus would go to heaven until he would return in power and glory to deliver his people. Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives. He thought of the trouble that would soon happen to the church. Jesus also saw the long years of persecution that Christians must endure. Jesus told his disciples how the rulers of the world would fight against the church of God. Jesus' followers must endure humiliation, rejection, and suffering the same as Jesus. The enemies of Jesus the Redeemer would be enemies of the people who believed in Jesus. The history of the early church proved the Savior's words to be true. The powers of earth and hell, people and demons, fought against Christ through his followers. The heathen religions knew that if the gospel succeeded, the heathen temples and altars would be destroyed. So the heathen powers determined to use all their strength to destroy Christianity. They began to persecute people who followed Christ. Christians had their possessions taken away. Christians were put out of their homes. Christians who refused to accept freedom died under torture in order to be raised to a better life. Some Christians were mocked and whipped, and others were put in chains and taken off to prison. Hebrews 11, verse 35-36. Many Christians died for their faith. Rich and poor people, educated and ignorant people, people who were important and those who were slaves, were killed without mercy. Satan tried to destroy the Church of Christ by persecution, but Satan failed. The great controversy did not stop when God's people were killed. Faithful men, women, and children died. God's workmen died. But God's work continued. The gospel to spread and the number of believers increased. The truth reached into faraway places that the Roman government did not control. A Christian said to a heathen ruler who was encouraging persecution, "You may kill us, hurt us, blame us. Your injustice, unfairness, is proof that we are innocent. Nor does your cruelty win you anything." Many Christians were killed by the rulers, but more people accepted Christ. Persecution was another strong invitation for people to believe in God. When a Christian was killed, his blood was the same as seed. Other people became Christians from that example. Thousands of God's people were put in prison and killed. Christ called these people conquerors. Resting in the grave, these people are eternally safe. They fought a good fight. These people will receive the crown of glory when Christ comes. Persecution brought Christians closer to one another and to Christ, their Redeemer. The Christians' living example and dying testimony were a continuing witness for the truth. Satan's people were leaving his service and joining the believers in Christ. Paganism and Christianity unite. The Christians could not be influenced to obey Satan. Satan made plans to fight more successfully against the government of heaven. Satan would try to do evil in the Christian church. Satan hoped if he could get the Christians to do wrong, the strength and firmness of Christ's followers would fail. Then Satan could easily overcome Christ's followers. The great enemy, Satan, had failed in his attempt to force Christ's followers to follow him. Now, Satan would try to win by clever deceit. He stopped all persecution. Satan tried to get Christ's people to follow him, Satan, by giving them the dangerous attractions of worldly wealth and honor. People who worshipped idols accepted part of the Christian faith, but they rejected many important truths. These idol worshippers said they accepted Jesus as the Son of God. They said they believed in Jesus' death and resurrection. The idol worshippers were not sorry for their sins. They felt no need to repent or to have a change of heart. The idol worshippers suggested that they give up some of their beliefs, and the Christians do the same. Then the two groups could unite as believers in Christ. The Christian church was in danger. Prison, cruelty, fire, and sword were blessings compared to mixing false beliefs with the truth. Some of the Christians would not accept false beliefs. These Christians could not give up what they knew was true. Other Christians decided to change some of their beliefs. These people chose to unite with the pagans who had accepted a part of Christianity. The Christians reasoned that this might lead the pagans to full conversion. That was a time of deep sorrow for the faithful followers of Christ. Satan was entering the church through people who accepted some false beliefs and some truth. Satan wanted to corrupt the church and turn hearts and minds from the word of truth. Finally, most of the Christian groups lowered their standards and principles. Christianity and paganism joined together. The worshippers of idols said they were converted. The idol worshippers united with the church, but they continued their idolatry. The idol worshippers made images of Jesus, Mary, and of the saints. In this way, idolatry was introduced into the church and did its evil work. Weak doctrines, beliefs based on ignorant fears, and ceremonies of idol worship were brought into the church. The Christian religion became corrupted as the followers of Christ united with idol worshippers. The church lost its purity and power. But some people were not misled by these false teachings and practices. These people kept their faith in Christ, the author of truth. They worshipped only God. Among the followers of Christ, there have always been two groups of people. One group of people study the Savior's life and earnestly seek to correct their errors and live as Jesus lived. The other group of people do not accept the clear truths that show their mistakes. At the time when the church was the strongest, some members still were not completely true, pure, and sincere. Our Savior taught that people who willfully keep sinning are not to be received into the church. But he associated himself with people who had not overcome their sins. The Savior gave people who had not overcome sin the help of his teachings and example. Jesus associated with these people so they would have an opportunity to see and correct their errors. The Prince of Truth, Christ, and the Prince of Darkness, Satan, can never be united. In the same way, the followers of Christ and the followers of Satan can never unite. The early Christians agreed to join with those who were only half converted from paganism. Then the Christians started doing things that would lead them farther and farther from the truth. Satan rejoiced that he succeeded in deceiving so many of Christ's followers. Satan then used his power more strongly on the Christians he had deceived. Satan encouraged the deceived Christians to persecute the Christians who remained true to God. People who had once fought for the true Christian faith knew how to fight against that faith better than anyone else. These apostate Christians united with their half-pagan friends and led the war against the most important teachings of Christ. The faithful Christians struggled to stand firm against the false teachings and pagan practices that had been introduced into the church. The Bible was not accepted as the standard of faith. Any person who did not believe the false doctrines of the church was called a heretic. And these heretics were hated and put out of the church. The faithful separated. After a long, difficult struggle, the few faithful Christians decided they must separate from the apostate church. The faithful Christians saw they must separate if they wanted to obey the Word of God. The Christians were afraid they might lose their own souls if they stayed in the church that was teaching error. They did not want to set a wrong example that would endanger the faith of their children and grandchildren. The Christians were willing to do anything they could to have peace and unity as long as they could do so and remain faithful to God and His Word. But to give up their principles for peace was asking too much. If the Christians could have unity and peace only by giving up truth and righteousness, then they would separate. The Christians were willing to fight for their beliefs. The church and the world today need the principles that moved those brave souls renewed in the hearts of God's people. The Apostle Paul declares that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Why is there little persecution today? The only reason is that Christians have accepted many of the world's standards. The world sees no need to fight the church. Today's religion needs the pure and holy character that was a sign of the Christian faith in the days of Christ and His apostles. Christianity appears to be popular today. Christianity is popular because Christians have accepted many sins. Christians do not take seriously the great truths of the Word of God. If the church today regains the faith and power of the early church, the followers of Christ will be persecuted again.